Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So today, devotees, we are reading from... Oops, okay, just a sec. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. Chapter 15, chapter titled The Lord Accepts Prasadam at the House of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And we will start reading from verse 45. So it's Madhya Leela 15, beginning with verse 45. It's the beginning of sort of a new pastime, you could say. Shivas Pandite Prabhu Kari Alingana Kante Dari Kahetanre Madhura Vachana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Shivas Pandit and with his arm about his neck began to speak to him in sweet words. 46. Tumaragare kirtane ami nitya nachiba tumi deka pabe ara keha na dekiba. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then requested Srivas Thakur, perform congregational chanting daily and be assured that I shall also dance in your presence. You will be able to see this dancing, but not others. Evastra matake diha esaba prasada dandavat kari amara shamaiha aparada. Take this prasadam of Lord Jagannath's and this cloth and deliver them to my mother Sachi Devi. After offering her obeisances, please request her to excuse my offenses. Interesting to observe how deep the relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Mother Sachi was, and how much Lord Chaitanya, how seriously Lord Chaitanya took into consideration different things in terms of his relationship with her, like where he lived. At least on the surface of it, he decided to go to Puri because it was a nice sacred place, nice temple, and a nice place in that sense, but it was also not too far from his mother, but it wasn't too close. Otherwise, for a sannyasi to be too close to any of the family, it's basically frowned upon, you could say. Tanraseva chari ami kariachi sannyasi dharma nahi kari ami nija dharma nasha. Ooh. I have given up the service of my mother and have accepted the sannyas order. Actually, I should not have done this, for by so doing, I have destroyed my religious principles. Tanra prema vasa ame, tanra seva dharma, tahachadi kariyachi vatulera karma. I am subordinate to the love of my mother, and it is my duty to serve her in return. Instead of doing so, I have accepted the renounced order. Certainly, this is the act of a madman. Vatula balakira mata, nahilaya dosha, ejani mata more, nakaraya rosha. A mother is not offended by her mad son. And knowing this, my mother is not offended by me. The extraordinary nature sometimes of mother's love. Not always. Like when the mother has the child in the womb aborted. What can you say? That's just a crazy mother, actually, at best. Kikaya sannyase mora, prema nija dharma, yekali sannyasa kailun, chanahaila mana. I had no business in accepting the renounced order and sacrificing my love for my mother, which is my real property. Actually, I was in a crazy state of mind when I accepted sannyas. Nilachale achon muni, tanhara agyate, madye asimu tanra, charana dekite. I'm staying here at Jagannath Puri, Nilachal, to comply with her orders. But at intervals, I go see her lotus feet. Well, yeah, that's pretty. Anyway, the next verse addresses this point. It's an interesting perspective. Indeed, I go there daily to see her lotus feet. She is able to feel my presence, although she does not believe it to be true. Ekadina shalya ana vyanjana pancha sata shaka mocha ganta brishta patola nimba pata lembu ada kanda dadhi dukta kanda sara Shalagrame samarpilena bahu upahara. It's a nice verse. One day my mother, Sachi, offered food to Shalagram Vishnu. She offered rice cooked with shalipadis, various kinds of vegetables, spinach, curry made of banana flowers, fried patola with nimba leaves, pieces of ginger with lemon, and also yogurt, milk, sugar candy, and many other foods. Prasada lana kole karena krandana, nimaira priya mora e sabha vyanjana. Taking the food upon her lap, mother was crying to think that all that food was very dear to her Nimai. Isn't that an important point, Jesse? That was Madhyalila chapter 15, verses 54 and 55 were describing different types of foodstuffs which Mother Sachi was in the process of offering to the home Shalagram, Sheila. But Lord Chaitanya is saying here that while offering it, his mother was crying to think how all these particular preparations were very dear to him. So when we cook for Lord Chaitanya, we should try to bear this in mind and try and make such nice things which he likes. Of course he likes anything which is offered with devotion. That's fine, that's nice. But then there are some things which on the transcendental platform, for different transcendental reasons, are especially dear to the Lord. And Krishna consciousness is a very personal process. And we should bear this in mind. And not just think that, well, if I like it, I'll offer it to Krishna, and if it's offered nicely, he'll accept it. But we should also think that, what does he like? What can I offer which is specially dear to him? In this way, our devotees who are cooking should do research, actually, to identify these things. Nimani nahika eta ke kare bojana mora dhyane ashrujale barila nayana. My mother was thinking, Nimai is not here. Who will accept all this food? As she meditated upon me in this way, her eyes filled with tears. Shigrayai muni sabha karino bakshana shunyapatra deki ashru kariya marjana. While she was thus thinking and crying, I immediately went there with great haste and ate everything. Seeing the dish empty, she wiped her tears away. Wow, this is just extremely transcendental. Ke ana vyanjana kaila shunya kene pata balagopala kiba kaila sababata, all the rice. She then began to wonder who had eaten all that food. Why is the plate empty, she wondered, doubting that Balagopal had eaten it all. Kiva mora kataya mane brahmahana gela kiva kona jantu asi sakala kaila. She began to wonder whether there had actually been anything on the plate in the first place. Then again, she thought that some animal might have come and eaten everything. Wow. Kiba ami anapatre brahme na badila eta chinti pakapatra yana dekila. She thought, perhaps by mistake, I didn't put any food on the plate. So thinking, she went into the kitchen and saw the pots. Anavyanjana purna deki sakala bhajane dekiya samshaya haila chichu chamatkara mane. When she saw that all the pots were still filled with rice and vegetables, there was some doubt in her mind and she was astonished. Ishane bolana puna stana lepaila punarape gopala ke ana samarpila. Thus wondering, she called Ishan, the servant, and had the place cleaned again. She then offered another plate to Gopal. Emata yabe karena utama randana more kayate kare utkantaya rodana. Now whenever she prepares some good cooked food and wants to feed it to me, she cries in great anxiety. Tanra preme ani amai kareya bojane antare manai suka baye nahi mane. Being obliged by her love, I'm brought there to eat. mother knows all these things internally and feels happiness, but externally she does not accept. Okay. Avijaya dasha mite haila eiriti tanhake puchia tanra karaiha karaiha pratiti. Such an incident took place on the last Vijay Dashami day. You can ask her about this incident and thus make her believe that I actually go there. Vijay Dashami was not long ago at all, of course. Some 10 days ago or something, maybe. Ete ka kahite prabhu. Viva la haila, loka vidai karite prabhu, daira darila. While describing all this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a little overwhelmed. But just to finish bidding farewell to the devotees, he remained patient. Yeah, they were about to leave, having been with him for a few months, and particularly through the Rath Yatra time. Now they're all about to go, and including Lord Nityananda is going to go on a special mission to Bengal and Northern Orissa for preaching the Sankirtan movement. So like this, Lord Chaitanya saying farewell, and it's very moving for him because these devotees are so dear to him. And these pastimes with Mother Sachi, it's so dear to him and so special. So as he's talking and thinking about all these things, then his love, which is already just so amazing, but his love rises further in his heart. Raghava pandite kahen vachana sarasa tumara shuddha prema ami hai tumara vasha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next spoke some relishable words to Raghava Pandit. He said, I am obliged to you due to your pure love for me. In Hare Krishna Sevara Kata, Shuna Sarva Jana, Parama Pavitra Seva, Ati Sarvotama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed everyone, just hear about the pure devotional service rendered to Krishna by Raghava Pandit. Indeed, Raghava Pandit's service is supremely pure and highly accomplished. Aradravya Rahushuna Narikelera Kata Panchaganda Karinarikela Panchaganda Karinarikela Vikaya Tata. Apart from other commodities, just hear about his offering of coconuts. A coconut is sold at the rate of 5 gandas each. Well, okay. However much that is. Anyway, this is very interesting. Please listen to this. This is just a special pastime. Vatite katashata vrikshe laksha laksha pala tatapi shunena yata mishta narikela. Narikela means coconut. Although he already has hundreds of trees and millions of fruits in coconuts, he's still very eager to hear about the place where sweet coconuts are available. even though he's like a coconut magnate. He wants the best. Yeah, the best coconuts to offer to the Lord. Eka eka palera mulya, dia chari chari pana, dasha crochet haite anai, kariya yatana. He collects coconuts with great endeavor from a place 20 miles away. And he pays 4 punas each for them. 20 miles. You know, that's, say, approximately 30 kilometers. And he did not have a nice motor car for traveling. He went to the trouble of going there, first of all. And then he paid 4 punas. What now? Yeah. Although, which, you know, according to the sort of currency system of that day, a ganda was less than a panna. So 5 gandas, that's the sort of the going rate for your average coconut. But he went 30 kilometers and paid 4 punas, much more, quite a number of times more for each coconut, because they were good coconuts, they were sweet coconuts, and he wanted the best to offer to the Lord. This is the desire, of course, of the advanced devotee in all regards. Whatever is the best of any particular type, if we're going to offer things to the Lord, whatever's the best, I want to offer that. And he'll even take trouble and expense to offer that to the Lord, even if the same thing but just of a lower quality is available locally, but still with a desire to offer something nice for the pleasure of the Lord, he takes that difficulty, accepts some expense. This is Raghava Pandit. Very, very nice. And therefore, for example, when we are offering to Radha Radhanath, to our installed deities in our major temples, we don't, as an example, we don't offer frozen things, we don't offer canned things, because they're not of the requisite quality, they're not of the nice quality. You know, they are sort of all like, even, you know, this parboiled rice, the parboiled Aunt Caroline, and, you know, the like. We don't offer, we shouldn't offer, I hope we don't, anyway, because it's pre-cooked by non-devotees in a totally non-devotional way. And therefore, Prabhupada, as far as parboiled rice is concerned, well, as far as the frozen vegetables, Prabhupada, when he first arrived in America, it's in Lilamrita, he went to the shop, supermarket or something, to buy some veggies and so on. And he saw frozen vegetables. And he thought, oh, that's clever. This Western culture, maybe, you know, they've invented a good thing, some, this process. But he took them back and then prepared them and found that they were just sort of, you know, gunky. Just, you know, when they thawed, they all collapsed. They had no vitality and shakti to them, because all the prana had gone out. So then Prabhupada made that comment about frozen veggies. Regarding parboiled boiled rice, if you look in Prabhupada's books and so on computer, you'll see that Prabhupada says it is for famines. Parboiled rice is for famines. Yes. In other words, just desperation somehow to avoid dying. Yeah. So Raghava Pandit, he was not like that. Pratidina Panchashata Pala Cholana Sushitala Karite Rake Jale Dubaina. Every day 5 to 7 coconuts are clipped and put into water to keep cool. Bogera Samaya Puna Chulis Chuli Samskari Krishna Samarpana Kare Mukachidra Kare. Samarpana, offered, to offer, samarpana or arpana. At the time of offering bhoga, the coconuts are again clipped and cleansed. After holes are made at the top, they're offered to Lord Krishna. Krishna se narikela jalapana kari kabushunya pala rakain kabu jalabari. Lord Krishna drinks the juice from these coconuts, and sometimes the coconuts are left drained of juice. At other times, the coconuts remain filled with juice. Depends, I guess it depends who is doing the offering. I don't recall when I had done offerings that, you know, some things disappear. Jala shunya paladeki pandita harshita palabangi shasye kare satpatra purita. When Raghava Pandit sees that the juice has been drunk from the coconuts, he is very pleased. He then breaks the coconuts, takes out the pulp, and puts it on another plate. Shasya samarpana kari bahire dayana shasya kana krishna kare shunya bhajana. After offering the pulp, he meditates outside the temple door. In the meantime, Lord Krishna, having eaten the pulp, leaves the plate empty. Does that happen with Radharadna sometimes? Not yet. We got to become more advanced. Kabushasya kanapuna patrabare shamse shradabade panditera prema sindhu base. Sometimes, after eating the pulp, Krishna fills the plate again with new pulp. In this way, the faith of Raghava Pandit increases, and he floats in an ocean of love. Now, a very interesting point is going to come up in the next few verses. Ekadina, one day. Ekadina paladasha samskara kariya bhoga lagaite sevak. Anyway, aila lana. One day it so happened that about 10 coconuts were properly clipped and brought by a servant to offer to the deity. Avasara nahihaya vilamba haila palapatra hate sevak dwareta rahila. when the coconuts were brought, there was little time to offer them because it was already late. The servant, holding the container of coconuts, remained standing at the door, like the door into the deity room, it sounds like. Dwarera uparabite, teno hatardila, sehate pala chunila, pandita dekila. Raghava Pandit then saw that the servant touched the ceiling above the door and then touched the coconuts with the same hand. Hare Krishna. Wow. Pandita kahe dware loka kare gatayate tarapada duli udi lage upara bite. Raghava Pandit then said, people are always coming and going through that door. The dust from their feet blows up and touches the ceiling. Se bite hata dia pala parashila Krishna yogya nahe pala apavitrahaya. Wow. Apavitra, not pavitra. Apavitrahaila. After touching the ceiling above the door, you have touched the coconuts. Now they are no longer fit to be offered to Krishna because they are contaminated. Okay, here is a purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that Raghava Pandit was not simply a crazy fellow suffering from some cleansing mania. He did not belong to the mundane world. In lower consciousness, accepting something to be spiritual when it's actually material is called Boma Ijya D. Raghava Pandit was an eternal servant of Krishna, and everything he saw was related to the service of the Lord. He was always absorbed in the transcendental thought of how he could always serve Krishna with everything. Sometimes neophytes, devotees on the lower platform, try to imitate Raghava Pandit on the platform of material purity and impurity. Such imitation will not help anyone. As explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila 4:174, Bhadra abhadra vastu jnana nahi ka prakrite. On the transcendental platform there's no higher or lower, pure or impure. On the material platform distinction is made between good and bad, but on the spiritual platform everything is of the same quality. And Prabhupada quotes Anchalila 4:176. Dvaite badra badra jnana sabha manodharma e bala e manda e sabha brahma. In the material world, conceptions of good and bad are all mental speculations. Therefore, saying this is good and that is bad is all a mistake. Yes, well, you know, when Prabhupada is saying on the material platform distinction is made between good and bad, but on the spiritual platform everything's of the same quality, you know, it doesn't mean that on the real spiritual platform that something actually bad will happen, but they think it's good. Some sort of, you know, I don't know, what would you say, like fanatical consciousness. In the spiritual world, actually in Vraja Dham Chintamani, I think that's the name, of, if I remember correctly, it's either Baladeva Jibushan or Vrindavan, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. there's very interesting discussion. How, when the bridge busses say something, you know, which sounds bad, it's not bad. Because they're referring to something good. But just using words which on the material platform would be considered bad. Let me just try and locate it if I can. It's probably, there's not enough time. Maybe next week. Because it's really nice. It's really interesting. Vraja Riti Chintamani of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And just give me a sec. I'll see if I can find any example. Okay. Well, no, not really. Got it. Anyway, yeah, but it's like that. I'll try and find it maybe for next week. Yeah. So it's actually pure. It's not they just say it's pure, whereas it's not pure. It actually is pure. Even though, according to certain circumstantial considerations, it may appear to be something different. Let me just see. Okay, yeah, here it is. Here it is. Yeah. When the Vrajavasis say the word Matsara, they do not mean envy, but my lake. When they say Kala, they do not mean demon, but a woman's sash. When they say Mala, because Mala, Kali Mala Nashanam, Mala means impurity or even worse, like real nasty contamination. When they say mala, mala, they do not mean defect, but gentle and delicate. In this way, they never speak anything unpleasant, but everything they say is pleasing and auspicious. When the Vrajavasis say the word Pradosha. Dosha, of course, it's also, we quote in Srimad Bhagavatam sometimes, Kaler Dosha Nide. Dosha means fault. So when the Vrajavasis say the word Pradosha, they do not mean fault. They do not mean rascal, but moon. Moon. When they say Rosha, they do not mean anger, but love. When they say Moshe, they do not mean a cruel thief, but Krishna's playfully stealing the gopi's yogurt. In this way, they never speak anything unpleasant, but everything they say is pleasing and auspicious. When the Vrajavasis say the word Danda, they do not mean the king's rod of chastisement, but rather the handle of an umbrella, a chamara fan, or other similar article. Yeah. There is a whole lot. It goes on for like several verses, different examples. Yeah. When the Vrajavasis say the word cows, they're referring to the celestial Kamadhenu cows. When they say trees, they mean Kalpavriksha trees that fulfill our desires. When they say rocks, they mean Chintamani gems. How is it possible to describe the limitless opulences of Vraja? Anyway, if anyone wants to look that up, it's Vraja Riti Chintamani of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, part 1, verses 33 to 39. It's very nice. Chapter 1. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
I don't know. Well, I guess so. You're a senior devotee.
I just have a burning question.
Okay.
I'm thinking in terms of an offering to the deities, how would we place the following, like between intention, ability, practicality, and a standard? How do we see a hierarchy between these things?
Well, first would be standard, definitely. And I'd say last would be practicality. What were the others?
Intention and ability.
I would say second would be a intention and third would be ability.
So if, for example, in the case of Raghava Pandit, you know, it's a standard that coconuts are offered to the deity, I'm saying, for example, then thinking that the touching the dawn and touching the coconut is now impure, you know, would it then be the higher thing to offer the coconuts because it's a standard? So then how would then...
Because it's a standard to offer things which are clean. And he, you know, Prabhupada said, he wasn't simply a crazy fellow suffering from some cleansing mania. It wasn't like that, but it was a very high standard. So we can assume, you know, we finished there. He threw them away, you know. The next verse says he threw them away. Threw them over the wall. Yeah. And he had others gathered and then offered them. It's a very high standard.
And then my brain kind of goes, now we're wasting the coconuts and they come from Bhumi.
No, don't worry. Someone else will take the coconuts. Yeah, it's okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any exclamation marks? Okay. Thank you.